Guru Maharaj, and to those people who have been Guru Maharaj, important to the outcome of the life. So, what is asking to say is two words. Feel very, very unqualified. That's a lot of assembly. Wonderful, learned, and advanced advice on this. But I know that you can find me and to some power that I see is unqualified to do a good interpretation for my own purification. So, the glories of Mahaprabhu actually is who can understand and maybe one who has followed all Mahaprabhu's orders, who has sincerely dedicated himself to trying to follow his example, the examples of all his predecessors and of all his disciples and followers. He can truly understand Mahaprabhu's teaching, why he has come. For someone who has no sincerity, has inside follow all those things, taking it to heart, really wants me to say. So I feel very unqualified, and really I don't want to speak anything on this matter. But something that I've heard, I'll try to speak at the same time, pray that those things will come into my heart, and I can follow them as well. So, Mahaprabhu's reason for coming into this, and living into this world, is to live that lifestyle to speak on. There's many reasons Mahaprabhu coming, we bring the Bhagavad Gita, the reasons for Krishna's descent, Yadayadati Paramasya, Vajra Mahaprabhu Maharaja, Paritranaya, Savasanam, Vinaya, Yudhishtam. So these are all secondary reasons to come into this world in order to purify this world from very simple verses, demoniac verses, and to protect the body. This is the reason for his descent. So Mahaprabhu's reason for his descent, that his descent is much higher than this, to fulfill a much greater purpose than this. For it says, Anarmita Sirin Sarasam Nara Yasrin Narsado Saman Kaisam Unanda Utvalasam Pavakam Kisriyam. Mahaprabhu has come into the world, he has seen that so many other avatars before this have come, who are not the congregate. And he still might not have still was the proper etiquette for all human beings and set an example came into this world. So we see what happened at the end of Ramachandra's Leela. When Vajrayana in the kingdom of Ayodhya, he saw that Ram, he was taking Sita back from Lanka to Mahavana. Actually, Sita, he was going to have some false confessions that she was impure. Therefore, he began to criticize Lord Ramachandra. But even after all this work, there are still people criticizing Lord Ramachandra. And also, Krishna, Bhagavan, the other Buddha, the Krishna, has also come into this world. Anugrahaya Bhaktana, Manusandeya, Namahasita. He has come into this world to perform Leela in such a wonderful fashion. Anyone who sees him will become absorbed in his ego. Anyone who hears him will become absorbed in his ego. But still, we see even after Krishna's pastime, there are still people who are saying, Krishna, he came into this world, he associated with the gopis who were his wives, his religious connection, and people begin to blaspheme this way, and then begin to be, incur many sinful reactions. So, Bhagavan again, and then there's another reason for my husband has to show the Buddha's true show to Krishna. What is his supremacy? How was that love of human devotees in Narayana Krishna is so much higher than the material love in this world. That love is so paramount. So for this reason, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only to show the world what the love of the devotees, what the love of Radharani is, but also to as much as he can to give that love to all the devotees of that. This is the only way that we can be with the spiritual. Never again. So it says in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in this world, it's called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means this world is completely devoid of consciousness. In his comic, his name is Krishna Chaitanya. That means the giver of Krishna consciousness. So someone can ask, how will he say this world is devoid of consciousness? He's only living in the same time as Jesus. Well, actually, the vision of these jivas, you can all read in the Dharma, their consciousness is somewhat covered, to a different extent. So we can say, oh, I'm very conscious, all these living entities are conscious. Their consciousness is covered to such an extent that they are almost like unconscious beings. That means they are completely in illusion and think that something is real, is actually false, and that what is false is real. So Mahaprabhu is the vision that has come to give his calling closely. Who have no sense of direction, consciousness. That's why he's in the street, they tell me, what is his consciousness? It's all about peace, freedom. He has given his own love, he has come in the mood of Radharani. and taking up the Muslim sentiment of Srimad Radharani as a Muslim, it was much as possible to give all the Jesus this love of Radharani in the form of Radhanila, Radhati Babaji. So also he has come, I won't get into the detail, to experience this three opportunities and to experience the love and happiness of Srimad Radharani. I won't put into the Muslim qualify, taking up a lot of time already, but I said it's just a good day following the Lord Vaishnava that the real reason for Mahaprabhu coming is real glory to be manifest in my heart and I can follow them very sincerely under their guidance.
There are four reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this world. Three of them are considered secondary or primary. The external or secondary reasons of Mahaprabhu advanced from the Buddha and mentioned them. As is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna appears to annihilate the mysteries, to protect the devotees, and to engage in pastimes with the devotees. He does this in many incarnations all throughout the lunar and again and again, from every universe. Also, he appears because of the beckoning of Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya, he was sitting on the bank of the Ganga in Navadvipa, and there he was wanting so much that Krishna should come into the world, because Navadvipa at that time had become very degraded, very decadent. People everywhere were engaged in all kinds of business activities, even though it was pumped down. People were having all kinds of spending lavish on many things like all kinds of weddings or animals and all kinds of nonsense going on. And the devotees were extremely burdened to see the people that are in this kind of integrated mentality. It really hurts the Vaishnavas so much to see people completely lost in sense of education, a perfect way of life. And they could not tolerate at all. And as we did Sharp, he vowed, he called all of the devotees to another being, that I will bring him. I will bring him. He will take him here in another being. I will bring him. And he sat down the name of the Ganga. And he prayed. He had one shot on Shiva. And he worshiped that Shiva with Ganga Shah. Tulsi Manjari. Every day he prayed very intensely, so much so that it's said that he even shook the rock, the throne of Vishnu, in my Kunta. This is one reason why Mahaprabhu came. And the reason that he came at that time was because of the prayer, the strong prayer of the Vinga Sharma. He had Krishna at the end of Dwarka Yuga. Well, he had performed many wonderful pastimes here in the Vrindavan. You're hearing about them everywhere on Kashmir. வணக்கம் ராஜன் You have satisfied and you're putting in satisfied for God as a divine here. But you still do not understand the love that Radhika has for him. What she felt for him, the beauty that she sees for him, then she could not understand. She was wanting so much to understand why it is that she seems to have experienced so much more love and affection. In his association, then he knows her, and he is a supreme enjoyer. How is it that she experiences so much more greater than him himself? He wants to understand what is that that she takes. He wanted to come into this world to experience that. But when would he come? He was thinking, I could come at any time. Usually the yoga avatar comes at the end of the age. But because of the prayer that they discharged, shaking the throne that this is in my life, he thought, well, I better go now. He was praying so for the throne of justice and begging, shaking the throne. So he came at the beginning of Kali Yuga, instead of at the end of the age when the avatar should have come. And the fourth reason, which is so important, which is the reason why we are in this line. It's particularly remarkable pain to give the service to that beautiful love she was providing to Radhika. Of course, Krishna, he gives a service of that love to all conditioned souls this morning, so that it comes. He is so merciful. He is called as much as a father. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and the Vaishnavas, they are equally stretching out the most fallen souls, looking for who. Someone like myself, sometimes how could I be here, looking for the most fallen person, and to show and demonstrate his glory of how rich it is, how great, and how beautiful that love and affection is to the world. I'm really not a qualified person at all. I really am present in very much, I feel actually very embarrassed. But somehow I really accept in the principle of Vaishnavas, and maybe I'll invite the things inviting things in their heads into our hearts. And one day live up to the expectation of the human day and what the Mahaprabhu has come to give all of our quality and just walk to this room. One cup of और और संसार में नहीं की माया से निकला है, इसलिए कृष्ण से उनका भी है जीव ब्रह्म नहीं है, जगत ब्रह्म नहीं है, किंतु बिना कृष्ण के इसकी सत्ता नहीं है। इसलिए कृष्ण के साथ भेद है, अभेद है। शास्त्रों में ऐसा ही निर्णय किया है, वेदा वेद प्रकाश साधन सुगम कृष्ण को पाने के लिए सुगम अग्नि जो महाप्रभु जी ने बताया है वही विशेष करके राजा जी का भक्ति ही साधन और साधन का फल कृष्ण प्रेम है। वो प्रेम शास्त्र बाल सत्य और मधु इनमें मधु सत्य श्रेष्ठ है। महाप्रभु के भक्त की लाइफ में आने वाले लोग उन लोगों का जीवन का उद्देश्य यही का भाव है, यही चरित्र है महाप्रभु जी ने सबके शिक्षा के पंडा जी हैं और श्री विनोद पाठु के समय से ही उनके भक्त परंपरा से हम लोग वृंदावन में अपना दर्शन कराने का मानते हैं। इसलिए हम लोग आदर करते हैं, यद्यपि इसको नहीं इन लोगों का आदर करते हैं, हम लोग परंपरा से आदर करते हैं और जब तक हमारी परंपरा रहेगी हम लोग इन लोगों को आदर
which is the main place of our Gaudiya Sampradaya.
and Chandrasarala. Therefore, we have heard from the speakers about the reason of Krishna Devata's appearance and the instructions which he gave. So the essence of it is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than Krishna himself. It is he who inspired the heart of Rupa Goswami in his teaching. Therefore, the Goswamis have explained what is Raja Atmika Bhakti, or the prayer in the heart of the eternal presence of Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this process by his own behavior, gave an example of Hashwa Shiva. Mahaprabhu inspired the heart of devotees like Sri Rupa Goswami, who gave the process of the attainment of the Raga Sikhmati in his books by Sikhmati Rasamaka Sindhu and Sri Ujjwala Vilamani. There are three main verses which completely encapsulate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arya Bhagavan, Prajaya Sanyo, Adama Vrindavan, Raja Kuchi Kupasana, Dasmuli, Vajaya Kampate, Shiva Bharatam, Puranam, Ramon Puranto Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matavadam, Sarasaraso, Naparaha. That means, Arya Bhagavan, we want Bhagavan. Which Bhagavan? Prajaya Sanyo. That Krishna, who is the son of Chidambaram. Therefore, that Krishna, that Brahma, that Varakanta, he is our Varakadeva, or our worshipful deity. Sadhama Vrindavan, as he is worshipful, and Sri Vrindavan is also worshipful. The whole Christ is first in Krishna, which is the Chakrak, Raja Kuchin, Pasana, Rajmuni. Body and the Atomic. The worship of the Gopis and Brahmananda is the Chakrak. And one of the evidence for this, Srimad Bhagavatam has established the vulnerability of Paichiya Bala. Whose opinion is this? Is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who do not accept another opinion. The second verse describing the process is requested from Goswami. Sadhana Rupa Chanatari Sukhitanamya, Vijayokrane Nagatana, Manasini Yoshan, Chistan Vajaya Chanamgari, Janamgami, Varanaya Chiramati, Upadesha Salam. The essence of all the instructions of Mahaprabhu is this. Sadhana Rupa Chanatari Sukhitanamya. One should not accept the name, form, body, heartland of Krishna, and speak Yoga. And one should remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting the name, very loudly. One should stand by the Dharmadhari, one should reside in Brahmananda. If one is not so fortunate to reside in Vrindavan, then wherever one may be situated, one should always think that I am residing there by mind. Anugyatra Janamagami. And one should stay under the Anugyatra, or the guidance of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, one should follow the path of the associates in whom the group one desire to perform services to Krishna. Is he Upadesha Salam? Is the essence of all his advice and instruction. These first two are the essence, the description of Krishna according to Rasa Viśā, or conception of Krishna according to the knowledge which are achieved in his service. But the third verse, compiled by Sri Chakra Bhakti Nama, describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teaching according to Rasa Viśā, by statements of the scriptures. The root of all evidence is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is given the complete description of Krishna, Tattva, describing his name, form, quality, and pastime. There the Bhagavatam has boldly said, Sri Krishna alone is the original form of the Supreme Lord. He is Paratattva. And other incarnations like Brahma, the Sridhar, Matsya, Buddha, Matsya, Varaha, Vishnu, Buddha, and nothing else but his incarnations, Jivasanas, or expansions. That Sri Krishna himself is Sarva Shakti Manam. He is possessed of unlimited potency. Amongst those potencies, three are named: the internal potency, the Shakti, the marginal quality from which the Jiva is emanating, and Pranati, Maya Shakti, Vinyadhyam, the energies of Sri Krishna, and he is the possessor of them. Deva Deva Shastam, Sakami, Sakamati, Sadam Sudavartim, Deva Sri Shastra Jiva is emanating from the Shastra Shakti. Samas, they are henceforth bound by the materiality Maya, and others are degraded. Therefore, balance can achieve liberation by sadhana sadhavati and by the performance of the bhakti. Among them, some are eternal residents of the spiritual world. According to the various types of seva, with which they were performed, they achieved their respective destinations of Vaikuntha, Ramlok, Mathura, or Brajamandal. Thus, some people are captured by Maya, some are liberated. But whether the Jiva or Maya, without Sri Krishna, they have no separate existence. Therefore, Maya is also one of the energies of the Lord. Therefore, all the energies of Krishna are Veda, Veda, Prakasam. The Jiva and Maya and the Antarika Shakti are simultaneously not different from Krishna, while at the same time maintaining different. That is our philosophy. Chitta Veda Veda Prakasam. Krishna is simultaneously one with and different from his variegated energies. Then lastly, what is the process? Rāga Bhakti. For devotion which follows the precepts of the eternal residents of Vrajamanga, that Rāga Bhakti is our sadhana for our practice. And our goal for our sadhana is nothing else but prema. That Rāga Bhakti is of five types. Sandhadasya, Sankhya, Vrāsarya, or Madhura. Of these, Madhura, or the moon of the gopis, is the top one. And among the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the best. This is the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
कृष्ण को चारण करते हुए वृंदावन का दर्शन एक फल फूलों से लद गए लताएं पेड़ों का आलिंगन करके फूलों से उस पर हमारी गुंजाइश कर सके नदियों का जल बहुत निर्मल है कृष्ण देख करके बड़े प्रसन्न हुए और हमने देख रहा पृथ्वी तो पहले से ही है वर्तमान है और उसमें राम इत्यादि बहुत से अवतार आए और उनके चरणों का स्पर्श हाथों का स्पर्श किसी का स्पर्श आदमी पृथ्वी को हुआ है इसलिए आपको भाग्यवती तो है पृथ्वी है किंतु आपके चरणों से बदेव की चिंता है अपने लिए नहीं कर रहे हैं तो कुछ नहीं बदले सभी किंतु अपने बड़े भाई को सम्मान देते हुए अपनी महिला बड़े भाई के मस्तक से कर रहे हैं आपके आज चरण कमलों का स्पर्श कुछ भी धन्य हो गई और परम सौभाग्य आज खातों के माध्यम से इसको रोमांच हो रहा है समझ सकते हैं कुल दोनों चरणों के स्पर्श से लता और आपके हाथों के स्पर्श से और नदी पर्वत पशु पक्ष आपके कर्ण पूर्वक दृष्टि से तथा प्रेषित गोपिया आपकी गुजर लताओं का आलिंगन करके जिसके लिए लक्ष्मी भी प्राचीन है प्राप्त होकर के धन्य हो गए इसका विशेष अर्थ हम बता रहे हैं सनातन इस प्रकार से पहले सदन रूप में वृंदावन और ब्रज के पक्षियों पशुओं गायों बछड़ों वायुओं इत्यादि का वर्णन किया और उनका महत्व वर्णन करके भगवान अपना अभिष्ट क्या है इसको वर्णन कर रहे हैं। ऐसे भी समझ रहे ये सब चीजें जो कहेंगे किंतु बलराम जी को संभाल देते हुए उनके माध्यम से सब लोगों को पा रहे हैं। वंशिक महाराज जी एक ही श्लोक में राम सहित संक्षेप ने सबके पंचों का चर्चा का कृष्ण को वृंदावस्था में वो पालन करते वो चरण करते हुए वृंदावन में बिना छुट्टी बिना छाता वो चरण करते होंगे। ऐसा कोई वृंदावन में स्थान नहीं है बचने स्थान नहीं है चौराई जहाँ से सर्वांश चाहते गठों के साथ है और सबसे प्यारी लोगों से शांति को होनी की जाती है। जनता बनता ब्रज का ऐसा कोई दृश्य नहीं प्रथम दृश्य पट दृश्य विपल दृश्य जहाँ प्रसिद्ध है रोगियों के साथ में या कथाओं के साथ में कोई की जाती सर्वत्र उनकी चरण खुली है। हम लोग का अपना सौभाग्य है ऐसे वृंदावन की डोरी बिना प्रयास के हम लोगों को प्राप्त होता है। वृंदावन की शोभा को शोभता को वर्णन करने की महिमा बदलाव है क्योंकि खुद कहे कि हमारे लिए वृंदावन करने हो रहा है ये लज्जा की बात है। इसलिए अपना घर का करके बलदेव जी के सपूत के बहाने बनने लगे धन्य हाथी को आना भी प्राप्त है सिद्धि के प्रारंभ के लिए तथा आपकी विचित्र भी रुचि वैभव प्रकाश और नाम इत्यादि द्वारा पृथ्वी पर जो विचरण किए पृथ्वी को उनका चरण पत्र स्पर्श हुआ पराठ ने रणदासों ने पृथ्वी को अपने दांतों प्रदान करके दिया है। और भगवान का ये शेष रूप अपने सिर पर पृथ्वी को धारण किए रहते हैं किंतु इतना सौभाग्यवान होते पृथ्वी आज ही सौभाग्यवती विशेष है अपना धन्य करने से आज भक्ति लक्ष्मण धर्म से युक्त के वृंदावन धाम हो गया जो आएगा इस ब्रिज में एक रात भी यदि रहेगा तो उसको भक्ति हो जाएगी ऐसा वृंदावन है क्योंकि भक्ति लक्षण धर्म को ही धन कहा जाता धर्म मैंने क्या भक्ति ही एकमात्र धर्म है और सब जो नामात्र के लिए धर्म है वो नश्वर धर्म है। इसलिए वृंदावन में आने पर ये भूमि है प्रेमा भक्ति को दे रही है और भी कहते हैं पृथ्वी के प्रेम गुरु इत्यादि स्वर्ग के नहीं पृथ्वी में भी और जगह नहीं वृंदावन के ब्रज के ही तीर्ण और गुरु लताए वृक्ष और पक्षी विशेष धन है स्वर्ग के लिए नहीं क्योंकि उन्होंने मथुरा में जन्म दिया और नंद ब्रज ने गोचारी करते हुए आपके चरण कमलों का पृथ्वी ने स्पर्श पाया इसलिए वो खुशी हो रही है रोमांच हो रही है आंसू से आंसू कर रहे हैं रघुनाथ जी का अवतार हुए हैं। रघुनाथ जी श्री रामचंद्र जी अयोध्या से पैदल गए, चित्रकूट इत्यादि में गए, वहां से दंडकारण्य गए, वहां से चित्रा इत्यादि लेकर वहां केवल समुद्र तक गए और फिर लौटने के समान उस पर बीमार हो गया। किंतु उस समय पृथ्वी इतनी सौभाग्यवती नहीं हो सकती।
भाग्य का वर्णन करके समाचार होना चाहिए।
गोपियों का सौभाग्य का वर्णन कर रहे हैं। गोपियां क्या क्या होता है, राज्य जाने कृष्ण उनके गले में अपना हाथ दे करके और नृत्य कर रहे हैं। मानो कई गोपियां हमें सोचा गए इस भाव चाहे गोपियों के गले से लगाते हैं। लक्ष्मी जी को ये सब प्राप्त नहीं हुआ या और किसी को रामचंद्र की शिक्षा गई शिक्षा इत्यादि को भी ये सौभाग्य प्राप्त नहीं हुआ। ये गोपियां स्पष्ट रूप से गोपियों का सौभाग्य वृंदावन में वृंदावन की गोपियों के लिए ही खंड है। लक्ष्मी भी इन सौभाग्य की कामना करती है, उन्हें प्राप्त नहीं होता है जो गोपियों को होता है। इसलिए आज आपके चरणों के पत्र से पत्नी
as Krishna is going chanting, we follow him and make our voice. Seeing the beauty of Vrindavan, he begins to glorify Vrindavan. The Shri born in Vrindavan are full of fruit, therefore they are bowing down like great personalities. The Krishna's are ready to contribute like Vrindavan, and many bees are coming around the place. The water of Vrindavan is very short. Therefore, the precious person is to the beauty of creation by the sun coming. Therefore, the earth has to take and believe has connections with many different incarnations. My young Purushottam Sri Ram also walks on this very earth planet. With his feet, he touched the earth, and with his hands, he touched the different trees and plants and places. Therefore, the earth is not fortunate. Here, Krishna is glorifying Balaram. Oh, Balaram, seeing you, every soul has become ecstatic and fortunate. Therefore, here, even though actually everything is for Krishna, Krishna is giving respect to his three brothers. Oh, Balaram, given the touch of your Lord's feet, this earth planet has become extremely fortunate. Just see her ecstasy. All the grass and shrubs are like her hair stirring her in. And all the trees, animals, and people are enlightened by her mental learning. Oh, Baladeji, even the gopis and lakshmis consider their lives fortunate to be embraced by your people like ours. Therefore, Krishna is revealing his own intentions for this praise by speaking to Balaram. Because Krishna, even though speaking by himself, is very desirous of giving so much respect towards his three brothers. But actually everything is for him. How about it? This Vrindavan and all the Vrindavasis, the moving and non-moving entities, have become fortunate by your merciful plan. Therefore, this is Krishna's Amaranda Lila, Lila A. Like 7 to 9. Therefore, that side of Krishna is in the forest. He has no shoes, no umbrella. And everywhere in Rajamandal, he performs his pastime. All the trees of Rajamandal have been touched by his hands, and some leader has been performed there. Every single dance of Vrindavan has personally touched Krishna's lotus feet. And how much fortunate we are. Without any endeavor at all, we have attained that same dust of Rajamandal. Can a false Christian help people when it's self-direction? Because the true soul would be very proud and shameful in them.
Thank you.